right. Thank you, Judy. And Donald Trump right now is in Gaffney, South Carolina. Richard Roper's in studio. Of course, let's do the Roper reviews here. And
sure, why not?
So many things to get to here. Well, since the Pope, can we start with Risen, since the Pope
sure.
is in the news today?
And this one's going to have a lot of people talking. So Risen, which is coming out, stars Joseph Fiennes. You may have heard of him from the Shakespeare in Love. And he's going to be playing Michael Jackson on TV in Great Britain pretty soon. So apparently he can do it all. Now, this is a really interesting take on a biblical epic, because we've gotten 8 zillion movies about the life and times of Jesus Christ, and certainly about the Old Testament. This movie actually picks up right after the crucifixion of Jesus. So Joseph Fiennes is his brother. Joseph Fiennes plays a Roman tribune, like was one of those big big high ranking soldiers. And I kid you not, this movie basically plays like an episode of Law and Order 33 AD. So we've got a clip here where Pontius Pilate brings in this centurion and tells him, like, you know, everything's gone crazy because he had to crucify this guy.
What's happened?
Passover. Every hothead and holy fool in Judea was here stirring the pot. Some ascetic, one of following by making waves to the Sanhedrin, decided to put him down. Sent a lathered mob here screaming for his blood because he claims to be their Messiah.
I had to crucify him. Don't give me that look. I've had enough already. I had a situation, Tribune, something you don't seem to understand.
Soon the emperor arrives here and he expects to find order. Order!
I also love the biblical epics where everyone speaks like they went to the Royal London Academy of
Dramatic
Arts.
I know, why is that?
Now, what is that all
we
about?
We on Jerusalem must know what the truth is. So the rest of the movie is the Joseph Fiennes character going out, and because, of course, on the third day, there's no body in the tomb. Pontius Pilate believes that the body has been stolen by believers to fake rising from the dead. And, of course, his followers are saying it's real. So now he goes on a quest, and he hunts down Mary Magdalene and quizzes her. You almost expect to hear, chung, chung. And then he finally finds one of the disciples, St. Bartholomew, who, of course, at the time was just known as Bartholomew, who actually says, and I'm not kidding, because he's like, well, what, you know, did you really believe in Jesus? And Bartholomew says, well, now that he's been resurrected, this is a game changer for us.
What?
Which I'm pretty sure is not a quote from the Bible.
How does that translate into Aramaic?
it is not what you would call your biblically accurate movie. Some of the scenes are. They're literal interpretations of moments that are written about in the Gospels of Luke and Mark. Others are not.
Can we go back?
What's going on there?
Can we go back to the guy who the Pope is representing on the earth? All right. So Risen.
So we're giving 2 stars to Risen. One of the things I do give them credit for trying to tell a different story there. And the other thing that's interesting is that the actors who are portraying the various characters in Risen look a lot more like the Jesus and the disciples and Caiaphas and Pilate as they were described now by historians. In other words, the actor playing Jesus is a New Zealand origin Maori tribe, you know, very dark skin, dark eyes, black hair, playing Jesus, which is a long way from, you know, Jeffrey Hunter in King of Kings, which we all have to head to watch every Easter Sunday night, a 9-hour movie where Jeffrey Hunter had blonde hair and piercing blue eyes and was like basically a young Brad Pitt. If he had been playing Jesus. So I thought that was actually kind of a bold thing to do. And this movie is made by a branch of Sony Pictures that specializes in faith-based movies. So it's kind of interesting that they said, you know what, let's have these characters look a little bit more like historians say they would look like.
Are they promoting it like a regular film? Because I remember when Passion of the Christ came out, they brought it immediately to a lot of the churches across America, and it was very successful.
Yeah, they're marketing as such, and there's already articles out there saying, like, you know, the mainstream media won't cover this movie. Well, I mean, it's in theaters, and we'll review it, but I was hoping that it would be a great film. It's a mediocre film. It has its moments, and it's directed by Kevin Reynolds, who's a guy who's got a long history in Hollywood. Not the greatest. He started off very promising, doing some Kevin Costner movies, and then he famously gave us Waterworld. So he's kind of floundered since then, and now he's the writer director of this film.
He's in over his head, as everybody was in
Waterworld. You know, got guys in the water, guys walking on the water. He loves the water movies.
You can always tell a biblical epic film or a faith based film when it's no good, they immediately say, mainstream media won't like this.
Yeah, liberal critics aren't going to like this one. Yeah.
But Passion of the Christ, remember Passion of the Christ, before it came out, I thought, now who's going to go see
a
movie in Aramaic, right? That has been directed by one of the great anti-Semites of our or any other generation. Yeah. But it was a great movie. I mean, Mel Gibson is a great director, as it turns out. Nuts, but he's a great director. And the fact is that it was compelling, and I think it was the kind of story that Christians, when they see, that's the whole part of the faith, is that if this man would do what he did, believing and put up with what he put up with, believing that he would change the world, or he could change the world, or that, you know, his God could change the world, then it's a pretty great movie. They didn't have to say that about that movie. That movie took off on its own.
Oh, it did.
Yeah, and made close to $500 million.
Right.
The Passion of the Christ. This will not make close to $500 million.
And it's because of the liberal media. Yes. All right, hold
on.
Fault.
It is.
Yes,
it is.
Hold on 1 second. We will get back to... that's what they said. They go, well, it's a little, you know, and everybody, it's sort of like why that guy, that Kevin Trudeau, is behind bars for 10 years, because it's the cures they don't want you to know about. Uh-huh. Anybody who tells you they don't want you to know about it is lying.
They.
All right. Richard Roper is here. We got Judy's News, which is scheduled for right now, but I'm going to borrow 1 minute of your time, Judy, if you will indulge.
Uh-oh.
To get the next two. So I thought she was going to say, to get the next two Roper reviews in. You said 2 stars.
They were all our movies, Risen, Race, Rolling Papers. We'll move on to Race. That's the Jesse Owens story. Mm-hmm. Very well intentioned, and the Jesse Owens story should be told, but I'm not recommending that as well. It's just like Risen. It's a well intentioned movie that they just do. It's such a sports biopic. We've seen it a million times before. Also, The Long Jump, it turns out, is not a really great cinematically intriguing sporting competition, because a guy jumps in the air, lands in a sand pit, and then a bunch of guys in suits come out with measuring tape and then go, you beat the other guy. So it's not exactly Jimmy Chitwood hitting the winning shot in Hoosiers. So 2 stars for Race.
Okay. Are you just telling me that Chariots of Fire did it right and they didn't?
Well, they had white guys running in slow motion. This is actually a more compelling story. Although that was a good story, too. And the Jesse Owens story is great. Read about him. There's exhibits coming to Chicago next week.
Yeah.
He's buried in Chicago. He's got a long time Chicago history,
right.
And did some amazing things. It's just, it's unfortunately, there's yet to be a great movie made about the life and times of Jesse Owens.
And the great Ralph Metcalf, who was his teammate, you know, was from here and a politician here.
I'll give you one quick 20-second anecdote that I thought the movie should have told us more about. Jesse Owens comes home after winning 4 gold medals at the 36th Berlin Olympics and embarrassing Hitler, and there's a giant ceremony in his honor at the Plaza Hotel in New York City. When he shows up, he has to go through the servants' entrance. And that actually really happened in this country.
Before
it was still
after
1936 when he was being honored that night.
No, I mean before or after Trump owned it.
Oh, my God.
Just kidding. Just kidding.
Oh, she's on fire.
You'll be deported. That Greek name has always troubled a lot of us. Where's she really
you
from?
You never know. Right?
All right, we'll get to the Rolling Papers.
Rolling Papers is a good documentary about pot. There, 3 stars. I've done it.
All right. 3 stars.
Three stars.
That's the one that wins. All right, Judy, now you're the winner.